This episode is brought to you by IVP. Would you like to learn from the triumphs and trials of Black history while also being challenged to see your personal journey within God's grand design? In his book, Grace to Overcome, Pastor Brian C. Laritz invites us on a spiritual and historical journey, interweaving the rich tapestry of Black history with profound biblical narratives. In this collection of 31 devotions, Laritz highlights powerful stories of both renowned and lesser-known figures who have shaped society. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Grace to Overcome for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Exodus chapter 4 through chapter 6, verse 13. The source of sufficiency. Moses answered again, "And if they do not believe me or pay attention to me, but say, 'The Lord has not appeared to you,' the Lord said to him, 'What is that in your hand?' He said, 'A staff.' The Lord said, 'Throw it to the ground.' So he threw it to the ground, and it became a snake. And Moses ran from it. But the Lord said to Moses, 'Put out your hand and grab it by the tail.' So he put out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord, and the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you." The Lord also said to him, "Put your hand into your robe." So he put his hand into his robe, and when he brought it out, there was his hand, leprous like snow. He said, "Put your hand back into your robe." So he put his hand back into his robe, and when he brought it out from his robe, there it was, restored, like the rest of his skin. If they do not believe you or pay attention to the former sign, then they may believe the latter sign. And if they do not believe even these two signs or listen to you, then take some water from the Nile and pour it out on the dry ground. The water you take out of the Nile will become blood on the dry ground." Then Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I am not an eloquent man, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave a mouth to man? Or who makes a person mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? So now go, and I will be with your mouth and will teach you what you must say." But Moses said, "Oh, my Lord, please send anyone else whom you wish to send." Then the Lord became angry with Moses, and he said, "What about your brother Aaron the Levite? I know that he can speak very well. Moreover, he is coming to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. So you are to speak to him and put the words in his mouth. And as for me, I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you both what you must do. He will speak for you to the people, and it will be as if he were your mouth, and as if you were his God. You will also take in your hand this staff, with which you will do the signs. The Return of Moses. So Moses went back to his father-in-law Jethro and said to him, "Let me go, so that I may return to my relatives in Egypt and see if they are still alive." Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." The Lord said to Moses in Midian, "Go back to Egypt, because all the men who were seeking your life are dead." Then Moses took his wife and sons and put them on a donkey and headed back to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the staff of God in his hand. The Lord said to Moses, "When you go back to Egypt, see that you do before Pharaoh all the wonders I have put under your control. But I will harden his heart, and he will not let the people go. You must say to Pharaoh, 'This is what the Lord has said: Israel is my son, my firstborn. And I said to you, let my son go that he may serve me. But since you have refused to let him go, I will surely kill your son, your firstborn.'" Now on the way at a place where they stopped for the night, the Lord met Moses and sought to kill him. But Zipporah took a flint knife, cut off the foreskin of her son, and touched it to Moses' feet, and said, "Surely, you are a bridegroom of blood to me." So the Lord let him alone. At that time, she said, "A bridegroom of blood," referring to circumcision. The Lord said to Aaron, "Go to the wilderness to meet Moses." So he went and met him at the mountain of God and greeted him with a kiss. Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs that he had commanded him. Then Moses and Aaron went and brought together all the Israelite elders. Aaron spoke all the words that the Lord had spoken to Moses and did the signs in the sight of the people, and the people believed. When they heard that the Lord had attended to the Israelites and that he had seen their affliction, they bowed down close to the ground. Opposition to the plan of God. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, has said: Release my people, so that they may hold a pilgrim feast to me in the wilderness." But Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him by releasing Israel? I do not know the Lord, and I will not release Israel." And they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go a 3-day journey into the wilderness, so that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God, so that he does not strike us with plague or the sword." The king of Egypt said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why do you cause the people to refrain from their work? Return to your labor." Pharaoh was thinking, "The people of the land are now many, and you are giving them rest from their labor." That same day, Pharaoh commanded the slave masters and foremen who were over the people, "You must no longer give straw to the people for making bricks as before. Let them go and collect straw for themselves. You must require of them the same quota of bricks that they were making before. Do not reduce it, for they are slackers. That is why they are crying, 'Let us go sacrifice to our God.' Make the work harder for the men so they will keep at it and pay no attention to lying words." So the slave masters of the people and their foremen went to the Israelites and said, "Thus says Pharaoh, I am not giving you straw. You go get straw for yourselves wherever you can find it, because there will be no reduction at all in your workload." So the people spread out through all the land of Egypt to collect stubble for straw. The slave masters were pressuring them, saying, "Complete your work for each day, just like when there was straw." The Israelite foremen, whom Pharaoh's slave masters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why did you not complete your requirement for brickmaking as in the past, both yesterday and today?" The Israelite foreman went and cried out to Pharaoh, "Why are you treating your servants this way? No straw is given to your servants, but we are told, make bricks. Your servants are even being beaten, but the fault is with your people." But Pharaoh replied, "You are slackers, slackers. That is why you are saying, let us go sacrifice to the Lord. So now get back to work. You will not be given straw, but you must still produce your quota of bricks." The Israelite foremen saw that they were in trouble when they were told, "You must not reduce the daily quota of your bricks." When they went out from Pharaoh, they encountered Moses and Aaron, standing there to meet them. And they said to them, "May the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us stink in the opinion of Pharaoh and his servants, so that you have given them an excuse to kill us." The assurance of deliverance. Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Lord, why have you caused trouble for this people? Why did you ever send me? From the time I went to speak to Pharaoh in your name, he has caused trouble for this people, and you have certainly not rescued them." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. For compelled by my strong hand, he will release them, and by my strong hand, he will drive them out of his land." God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I was not known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, where they were living as resident foreigners. I have also heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, tell the Israelites, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from your enslavement to the Egyptians. I will rescue you from the hard labor they impose, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you to myself for a people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from your enslavement to the Egyptians. I will bring you to the land I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." Moses told this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and hard labor. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he must release the Israelites from his land." But Moses replied to the Lord, "If the Israelites did not listen to me, then how will Pharaoh listen to me, since I speak with difficulty?" The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a charge for the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, our Redeemer. God, we thank you that you are the one with your mighty right arm who brings us out of the snares and traps of the enemy. We thank you, O God, that you rescue your people, that from sin and death, destruction and evil, you have said, "Let my people go." We thank you for the freedom that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, for the resurrecting power that shapes and fills our life today, even when we don't feel it. It is the truth that we can rest in. We thank you, O God, for the wisdom of your word. And we're reminded, O Lord, that those who pretend to be God over their neighbor, often make excuses and create a narrative in their mind to justify their oppression, their cruelty, their greed. Just like Pharaoh then, the Pharaohs of today use the same language to demean others, calling them slackers, implying that they are lazy, when truly they are oppressed. Help us, O God, for any Pharaoh-like tendencies that we have. Search us, deliver us. Make us fit to love our neighbors well. And thank you that you indeed are the one who delivers. You've delivered our soul into righteousness. You've delivered our thoughts into the mind of Christ. And we ask, O God, that what is to come continues to break into now, and that you would continue to set the captives free in our world today. Bring about healing and justice where there is oppression, brokenness, and greed. And let us forever be on your side, the side of righteousness and holiness. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.